True War is Always Meaningful by Daria Dugina. Julius Evola stands on the side of metaphysical war, something most clearly present in higher forms of spiritual and martial heroism. In the conditions of the modern world, any stubborn and desperate resistance to this world, any uncompromising struggle against liberalism, globalism, and Satanism is heroism. By virtue of his Gnosticism, Sjoren instead belongs to a type of tragic, decadent heroism. Evola has a more positive attitude. Evola does not speak of the futility or meaninglessness of revolt. He recognizes that a metaphysical warrior who revolts against the modern world is likely to stand alone, condemned to suffering and unhappiness. In Hegel, the beginning of philosophy is rooted precisely in the unhappy consciousness. After all, happy, peaceful, comfortable consciousness is self-sufficient and does strive towards anything, but rather to preserve what already is. In the end, a happy consciousness is a general, complete absence of consciousness. It is in complete harmony with the surrounding world, a state in which we can observe animals, plants, and minerals. Plato's philosopher is also unhappy, as he is forcibly pulled away from the place where he could have happily observed the ideas and the one, forced to descend back into the cave to bicker with aggressive, rude, ungrateful ignoramuses. Julius Evola is much more solar and spirited. If you don't want to fall into a state of melancholy, then become acquainted with eschatological optimism through Julius Evola's works, such as his Pagan Imperialism, Men Among the Ruins, Ride the Tiger, etc. Unlike pessimistic heroism, the eschatological optimism we find in Evola always recognizes the higher meaning behind true war. True war cannot be meaningless. Moreover, it is real war that gives things their deep living meaning, translated by J. Arnold. From the book Eschatological Optimism,